Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to talk about Valley Performing Arts' performance of It Runs in the Family.
And to talk about it, we have Todd Brosty and Tom Jacobs, who are in this play. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, when I hear It Runs in the Family, I'm the first thing I think of is like nature versus nature, or nature versus nurture, or nurture versus nurture.
Actually, that's not that far off. Just
no,
take it
close.
To its extremes. And you got it.
It's a comedy.
Yes, definitely.
British farce. If you've ever watched You Have Been Served, you'll have a good feel for what you're running in for.
And you're going to have to tell us a little about what it's about, you know.
Well,
even as far as you can go without giving anything away.
Basically, it takes place in a hospital, and this nurse comes back after 18 years and 9 months, and she has an 18-year-old daughter by one of the doctors.
Uh-huh.
But he's up for knighthood and married, so he tries to shuffle her off onto me, his best friend. He doesn't treat me much like his best friend throughout the show, which is where a lot of the comedy comes from. If it was a Martin and Lewis film, I'd be Jerry Lewis, basically.
Okay. And Todd, are you playing Dino?
No, I'm playing the part of the police sergeant that has been. Young Leslie has unfortunately managed to mix herself up with the local constable, and he's there to basically bring her in after she's found out, you know, about her father. And I spend most of my time in the play running around trying to figure out just what the heck's going on.
Okay. So you're like the bridge between the audience and the people in
the
play.
Yes.
The other doctor and me are trying to hide everything we can from the sergeant in any way we can.
Isn't 19 years old really short to have a knighthood, to be a sir?
Oh, no. He's been a doctor for 19 years. It's his daughter that is 18.
Oh, okay.
Today.
See, I'm confused already. It's like a screwball comedy.
Yeah, it's very, very much so. We've
and
got
the 9 months,
falling out of windows.
Is there another baby on the way?
No.
That's just one of the lies is, you know, it's been 19 years since I've seen you. 19 years and 9 months.
Yeah, because she comes back with his baby.
It's just
19
after.
Now instead of, or 18. She's 18. 18. She's 18 now instead.
And so I presume there's a love interest here somewhere.
Yeah,
quite
it kind of moves around a little. There's some mistaken love interest that causes a bit of comedy.
Yep.
Now, what runs in the family? Is it physical characteristics or is it an attitude of behavior?
Well, it's kind of like comparing the daughter to me and to the other doctor, figuring out which one looks more like her and who should be her father.
It's like one of these separated at birth stories.
Yep.
Yep. And who is your father and how do
who
you tell
and
who can we you know, convince
like
that it is?
Right? Shakespeare did a lot with this stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of comedy of errors type thing going on in this show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Identity is always a great fertile ground for comedy.
Well, we have a total of 4 matrons between people impersonating her.
That's not enough.
And 3 of them are men, so...
Start out with 1, we end up with 4 by the end. So,
how did they come to choose this play? Where did they find it, and or do you know?
Honestly, I don't know what goes through. I know that is Larry.
Larry
the one
Botchin,
who picks out? Yeah, he's the artistic director.
He comes up with the list and submits it to the
board
and then they approve or disapprove.
They decide. Got a good season, though.
What power. That would be great to be on the board.
Yeah.
You get to pick and choose plays. I want to do Watzek. You know, I would just like, you know, pick like some like 11-minute expressionistic 19th
something
century
like that,
monstrosity. So who else is in this show here? It Runs in the Family.
Basic main cast, we have our primary doctor, David Mortimer, is played by Steve Empson. We have his wife is Heather Berger. Of course, Dr. Bonnie, Tom, over here.
Yes.
The matron, Christine Lloyd. Let's see, Keelan Magnus as Dr. Drake, Sir Drake. Jane, our lady in red, is played by Laurie Zuliger. Bobby Gannon, playing the sister, Leslie Tate, our young daughter, is actually Alora Zuliger, which is actually Laurie's the lady who's playing
her mother,
her mother actually is her mother, and it's her daughter playing
nice.
The role,
yeah.
which actually makes it kind of nice. Myself as the sergeant, we have our Bill, our old comedy insert, is played by Phil Vincent, and the mother of Dr. Bonnie is played by Yvonne Oliver. I think I got everybody.
Yeah, Bill is the guy who comes in and ruins all of our lies for us. He's always telling the truth to the sergeant just when we don't want him to.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests Tom Jacobs and Todd Brosty, who are talking about the Valley Performing Arts production of It Runs in the Family, which opens tonight up in Wasilla. And so how about your background, each of you? I haven't met you before. Todd, how did you come to be playing this part in this play?
I'm a stage newbie, really. I was fortunate enough to be in last season's, at the end, production of Bad Boys Gone Gray. And that was the first production I had ever done here or pretty much anywhere else. It was one of those, I got interested in it, tried it, and had a grand time doing it, and just have kind of caught that theater bug and decided to be part of it. So that's what I'm doing.
Isn't that wonderful? That
yeah, definitely.
That's
so many people start out that way.
I caught the bug a little earlier than Todd. I was in the eighth grade, my first play. It's been about 43 years I've been doing this on stage thing now, including Death of a Salesman and The Master Builder and Midsummer Night's Dream, where I got to wear the donkey ears and play bottom. It was such fun.
Wow.
I've done over 70 shows in my life.
All in the Valley? Or
no, in university in Anchorage, at Cyrano's, at ACT, at Eagle River. I've been all over, took a couple shows on tour. I did some dinner theater in Phoenix. I got one movie I'm in and another one coming up that we're shooting next summer.
Excellent.
So you're a theater junkie.
Yeah, that's all I do. I only work because I need money every now and then, but theater is my life pretty much.
Wow. Stage animal.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so great, you know, with your community theater up there, that people get a chance if they have the itch and they want to do something and see, they can do that. They can be in a play. They can audition. And probably if you really want to be in a play, you really get to be in one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the amazing things. Is a lot of people have the misconception that, you know, a local theater company, you have to be part of it to really even get in there. And like I said, I walked in completely, had no idea what I was doing, and fortunately could actually hold a tune. And since it was a musical, I actually got a chance at it. And they were very, like I said, it is a kind of a small family that basically they bring you in new people all the time and encourage them to be a part of it. It's a lot of fun.
And one of the good things about a community theater, too, is that you often can do shows with lots and lots of characters, which gives lots of people a chance to try it out in a small part.
We want as many people to audition as possible. I cast a show a few years ago, The Lion in Winter, out at VPA. And I, except for one part, the young girl, which I had seven audition for that, I had exactly one person for each part in the show audition. So a few more choices would have been nice. The show came off good, but it would have been nice to have some more people audition. So please, yes, come out and audition.
Well, and it's because you don't have to worry about paying them. You can put, which what I would, my point was, you can put on shows with lots of actors.
Oh, yeah.
And give everybody from kids to old ladies a chance at trying something they've always wanted to try, and or just suddenly decided they wanted to try. And if they're passable and
what was there, almost 50
do well with a small part, they can move up.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and it's a learning experience.
When we do musicals, it's like there was like 50 in Beauty and the Beast, and they did A Christmas Carol a few years ago, and there were 62 people in the show.
They're doing that one again.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, yeah, we put a lot of people on stage.
Wizard of Oz is supposed to have
a whole bunch of munchkins and stuff
we've ever had, from what I understand.
There's going to be all kinds of people.
That might be the biggest one ever.
I'm going to audition for that one for sure.
You're going to be the wizard?
I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in ghosts.
Oh, wow. The Cowardly Tom.
Yep. That's always been my favorite part. I were king of the forest, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's such a great musical.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites. definitely. So with this production here, who directs it?
Patricia Blossom is our director, and she's done a wonderful job.
Yes, she has. Tiny little woman, but she's doing a great job.
But she's tremendous.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah, really yeah. Does. Yeah. So now, do you have a dialect coach for your English accents? How are you doing that?
Actually, I've been doing it for quite a few years, so I don't have too much trouble myself. I just slide right into it.
I watch way too much BBC America, so I've got the British okay. So
yes, you are doing it with the British
accents.
Monty
Python was very helpful to me.
Yeah, that was the Monty Python's the other one that.
It's you can do a British play without British accents.
Well, yes.
There's a good mixture of both people who were willing to give the British a good college try and those who went, no, I'm not going there.
So it's like it's taken place with
somewhere in the
England.
Middle?
Yeah.
In Canada,
like
perhaps.
Mid-Atlantic, yeah.
In Canada, maybe, yeah.
There's a lot of British references that we've had to
knighthood
kind of...
and things.
Yeah,
oh,
that kind of clue you in. It's a willful suspension that, okay, maybe it's not completely British, but that's where it started.
Yeah.
So. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. Thank you very much for coming, Ton Jacobs and Todd Brosty, to talk about Valley Performing Arts production of It Runs in the Family.
Thank you very much. Come out and see it.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
At Cyrano, September 11th through 13th, that's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you can see a double bill of 20th Century Man and In Their Own Words, put on by Brian Hutton. Tickets at the door.
In Eagle River, the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts is holding auditions for their Christmas production of It's a Wonderful Life. Adults, teens, and kids 10 and up. Auditions on Saturday, September the 17th at 2, and then on Tuesday, the 20th at 7. For information, go to Alaska Academy of Fine Arts or call 694-8908.
At Cyrano's, you can see Helen, a different take on the Troy story. Show it times are Thursday through Friday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla, you can see Valley Performing Arts presentation of It Runs in the Family, which opens tonight and runs through September the 25th. Show times are Friday and Saturday at 8 with a Sunday matinee at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.